Hi guys, it's Arco G, and I've got another review for you, and this time it's for Cannon Dancer, or just Ozman as it was localized originally in arcades, but this is actually something of a spiritual successor to Strider, because the director for that game also directed this game, and he also had a team of other ex-Capcom devs from the time that Strider was created. So there's lots of heavily influences there, but it swaps out a futuristic Kazakh Soviet setting for a cyberpunk Arabian setting, and you play as another Eastern protagonist named Kieran. And an interesting thing about him compared to Strider Hiryu is that that he fights without any weapons. He just uses his feet and suplexes enemies. In fact, if you play any port of this game that has achievements, there's almost all the achievement list is you suplexing various characters or using the screen clearing attack, special attack, or throwing them. So yeah, that's kind of hilarious. But as far as this release is concerned, unlike the arcade original, and much like other ports from this publisher, it is basically an emulator with a basic GUI. But unlike some of the other ones I've played, there is also enhancements in addition to the cheat menu. But you can only use two enhancements in challenge mode. You can't use any of the cheats in challenge mode. And the challenge mode is the only way to get achievements, which is kind of controversial. Like, if they wanted to make a separate challenge mode for people who wanted that, and people who wanted to just get achievements, they should have just done that, but whatever. One of the actual enhancements that you could do is a 8-credit mode. I guess you have to beat the game to unlock that one. And that would actually probably be helpful for trying to do anything in the challenge mode, because you can die pretty easily in the game. You can only max your health out up to 4 bars of health beyond the initial ones. So you get a total of 5 pieces of health, I think. And you get 1 life per credit. So you gotta really be careful about how you're playing. So I recommend the one enhancement you get is, instead of double jump, probably be using invincibility during attacking, because that will give you some leeway into how you can combat enemies, since you have to get up close and personal most of the time. And you can only deflect certain kinds of bullets, so being able to be invincible when you're trying to do all the things is probably better. You also got slide attacks, and that's pretty much it for his terms of gameplay, other than the fact that there are power-ups just like Strider, and it goes all the way up to black power-up, which just increases your strength, but you also get, like, shadow clones, like Ninja Gaiden, so you can keep them in place and do some extra attacks that way and cover some more ground, but another interesting thing is that some of the bosses have multiple joints that you have to hit to do damage. So you gotta keep that in mind. Mainly the mechanical bosses. But the very final level seems to do what a lot of Sekiro shmups did back in the day, where you have to clear the final level pretty much in a single run. Because dying means restarting over from that segment. And that's annoying. They really wish developers had not done that in the past. And this game came out in, like, I think, 97? I could be wrong on that. But a lot of the games from the late 90s and early aughts seem to do this. Whatever. It is what it is. But it's still a fun game. If you don't care about achievements, you can just play on the normal difficulty and just go to town with the cheats and the enhancements. And it's a good solid 20 minutes or so of gameplay. But unfortunately, the game's asking price for this release for the Xbox, PS4, PS5, and Switch and PC releases is too much, because they want $30 for a game, single game, that technically has the Japanese version packed in with it, which I don't know why you'd want to do that, other than maybe say a localization, which this game unfortunately did not get a relocalization for. It's either you play the localized Osman ROM with its questionable localization choices and its weird spacing, or you get to play the game in Japanese and you don't understand anything at all. Even then, it's still hard to understand the story of Osman's localization because it's a mess. But, yeah, I don't know what they were thinking with that $30 price tag. I'd say wait for a deep discount sale. And I'm pretty sure that's going to happen sooner rather than later, because they realize people probably aren't going to want to pay $30 for essentially two ROMs that are basically the same game. Compared to the other emulator releases where there's been more than one game at least. But, that's all I have for you guys today, and as far as the score is concerned, I'm gonna give two scores. On the basis of this port, and I can't fault it for its price, that's something dated, but in terms of feature set for the emulator, I'm gonna give this game a 7.5 out of 10, while I'll give the game a 7 out of 10. But, yeah, in terms of expectations of who they want to buy this game for at the price they would, I'm definitely giving them a 1. Because that's rather insane. But, that's all I got for you guys today. So until next time, bye-bye.